This Women's Month, CCFM invites you to the Harvest Table. Just like a table that expands to make room for more guests, we have prepared a table to share your stories of joy, victory and hope. Join us on the 19th of August from 10 to 1, live at CHS Life Centre in Kirstenhof. Tickets are 50 Rand and will be available at the door. Refreshments will be served. Limited spaces are available. For more information, contact 021-788-9492 or email info@ccfm.org.za. The Harvest Table serves as a gathering place where friends, family, and community members come together to share and celebrate the abundance of the harvest. The table is set, and there is a place just for you.
Oh yes, I press. Blessed afternoon and welcome to the Harvest Table. It is your Saturday afternoon. It is here on CCFM 107.5. Beautiful music that we started the show off with. Patrick Duncan, I press. And before that, we had Joyous Celebration. We'll be marching. And yes, we're definitely marching. We've marched into Women's Month. Happy Women's Month. And as you know, in Women's Month, we have the Harvest Table where we have great women of God come to join us here on CCFM 107.5. And we talk about topics that are amazing, topics that change people's lives. And that is what we are all about on the Harvest Table. So you are welcome to the Harvest Table. And as we always say, there is room for all of you on the Harvest Table. Today, I've got a great woman of God. I've got Evangelist Gloria Truter. She's here to join us. And today's topic is, it's a great, great topic. It is a topic about the waiting season. Let me tell you one or two things. If you haven't been in the waiting season, or you're not currently in the waiting season, there will come a time when you will find yourself in the waiting season. So I love this topic because every single one of us gets to be in the waiting season. And today we're going to unpack what is the waiting season. We're also going to talk about what are the strategies to come out of the waiting season. We're also going to hear great testimonies from the woman of God telling us about a time where she experienced the waiting season and how God took her out of the waiting season and where she is today. So it's going to be an amazing time. Please don't go anywhere. It's an amazing time today. It is the Harvest Table. And as we always say, there is room for all. Evangelist, I also want to greet you and welcome you to the Harvest Table.
Thank you, Sister Zanele, for welcoming me.
Great. I absolutely love it. And I also, before we even go anywhere, please tell us a little bit. Who is Evangelist Gloria? If you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Sister Zanele, I'm Gloria Truter.
Yes.
I'm from Cape Town, and I am a born-again woman of God, spirit-filled, and I am serving under God's Army Tabernacle Church.
Amen.
Under Prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolo.
Amen.
That is who I am. I have two lovely daughters. They're also in Christ.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you so much. And you at home, if you're listening and if you've just joined us, it's the Harvest Table. It is Women's Month, and the Harvest Table is when we have great women come and join us and share with us phenomenal stories of what God is doing and what God has done in their lives. And today, like no other, it's going to be a blessed day. So I've got Evangelist Gloria Truter with me, and she'll be sharing with us today. But I also want to know from you at home, where are you listening from? Are you listening, whether you're at home, whether you're on a road, wherever you are, let me know. And I love it. I've seen most people coming in, and I love UCCFM family. And I see Lydia Smith saying, hello, Zanele. Hi, Lydia. Lovely having you here on the Harvest Table. And I've also got Mary Randall saying, hi, Zanele. It's great to hear your voice. God bless you. And we've also got Vanessa Smith also coming in to say, good day, Zanele. So good to hear your voice. I was so worried that I would not hear you again. God is good. Love you. I love you too, sis. I love all of you. Thank you so very much. I absolutely love that I get to spend this afternoon with you. And also, if you're also listening in, you also want to be part of what we are doing here on the Harvest Table. The number is 061-798-1075. Join us. Tell us where you're listening from. Tell us that you are with us on the Harvest Table. And like we always say, there is plenty of room on this table. Oh yes, beautiful sounds. It is CCFM 107.5. You are listening to Zanere Munare. It is the Harvest Table. It's your Saturday afternoon. Beautiful music as always on CCFM. Matema, my time is now. And before that, we listened to Colin Maluleke with Glory to Glory. And yes, we believe that God is always taking us from glory to glory, and he's going to do the same thing today. Got my guest here, beautiful woman of God. It is Evangelist Gloria Truter. She's here to join me, and we are going to be unpacking what is the waiting season. We found ourselves in the waiting season, and if you haven't found yourself in the waiting season, maybe today you're in the waiting season, and God has asked us to speak to you about the waiting season. If not, one day when you find yourself in the waiting season, because it's inevitable for you to be in the waiting season. So one day, if you find yourself in the waiting season, I hope this word will speak directly to you, and it will just, you know, it'll just give you that strength to know that if God did it for me, if God did it for Evangelist Gloria, then the same God can do it for you as well. And I'm loving the messages that are coming in. Thank you so much for the beautiful messages. And we've got Busi also saying, hi, Zen, so great to hear you again. Nice music. Stay blessed. Thank you so much, my sister. I love the messages. Please keep them coming. We've also got Chantel Kaland also coming in. Good afternoon, Zanele. So nice to hear you on the radio. Bless you, Queen. Thank you so much, Shandy. Absolutely love it. Delicia is in the building as well. I love it. Delicia says, afternoon, Zanele. I'm tuned in and seated at the harvest table in the spirit of expectation from home, Fairfield, Peru. And much love always, Delicia. Thank you so much, dear. We absolutely love you. Auntie Enid, my auntie, is also in the building.
Hi, Nelele. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad you're on the radio again. You a blessing. And I know I'm going to enjoy your program. No, we miss you. I miss you, miss you, miss you. God bless you and all the listeners that's going to enjoy you this afternoon. I'm listening from Sea Winds.
Sea Winds is in the building. Auntie Enid is with us and we absolutely love it. I'm looking at your messages, love it. I just want to, one more message, Barbara.
Afternoon, Selena. It is Barbara here. I am in the house. Yes, I'm listening to CCFM. En ek luister nou na die dametjie wat haar getuienis gaan gee. Ek is in die huis. Ek is ingeskakel by die house. I'm just listening for that lady. Thank you, Sanala. You must have a blessed day, a blessed weekend. God bless you and keep you, my sister. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. I love you so much. Absolutely love all of you. Vatiso Hugo Hassan, I see you, my sister, in the building also saying, I'm listening from my sanctuary at home in Chatsworth. It is nice hearing your voice, Sister Zen. We thank God also for the life of Evangelist Gloria. More grace upon your lives, women of God. And that is Sister Vivi. Sister Vivi, thank you so much. We've got Duncan also saying, hey, guys, I'm in Phoenix and I'm listening. We are so glad, especially when we hear a male voice also knowing that it's not about women. Yes, it is Women's Day. It's Women's Month. It is Women's Month, but we're not completely taking over. Men, there's space for you at the harvest table because we are just fair like that. It's not only about us. So you may come onto the harvest table and share this time with us because we absolutely love it. But as I said to you, I've got my guest with me, Evangelist Gloria Truter, and she is here. And we want to talk today about the harvest table. On the harvest table, we want to talk about the waiting season because we know that there are times in life when you find yourself in the waiting season. And in that season, we just want you to be equipped. Evangelist, again, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sister Zanele.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be sharing this time with you. And I think we spoke about, there's a time when you find yourself in a waiting season. And I think the first question I want to ask you, and I'm sure people at home, maybe someone is asking, what is a waiting season? If you can maybe unpack to us, what in your understanding and view, what is that season that's called a waiting season?
Thank you, Sister Zanele. Thank you for this opportunity as well. And you are greeted, listeners. The waiting season, to my own understanding, is the time when you are waiting for something and you are waiting to do something or to receive something.
Yes.
I'll just make an example of, a waiting season is a very trying time.
Wow.
It's a very hard time. Mm. And it can be a long time, and it can be a short time for certain people. But that waiting season is the time you wait patiently on the Lord. The Lord is there to open the doors that you have been waiting for. You wait patiently. Some people waited to have children.
Oh, yes.
And they've been married for many years, but there is no child. And that time when you are waiting to have that child after so many years, you feel like God is not there. God is not hearing your prayers. You just get depressed and you get frustrated and you get tired of everything around you.
Mm.
And some people are waiting. They've been looking for jobs. They don't get jobs. Those are the seasons we're talking about. You're looking for a job. You don't find a job. And you have to wait for the right time, because there is something we call the right time.
Wow, yes.
Sometimes we are waiting patiently. And we become also impatient of waiting.
Yes.
And that time of waiting, you feel your mind is frustrated. You get depressed. Some of the people want even to commit suicide because of that period of waiting. But praise God, God say, wait upon Him.
Wow.
And His time is the right time. So we need to learn to wait upon the Lord.
Mm.
And sometimes you will feel you've got a heartache because things you want to happen that are not happening. You're knocking at every door. The doors are not opening. So when I talk of doors, I'm not talking about normal door, the door of your house. I'm talking about opportunities.
Amen.
You look for opportunities and you can't get to them. You're just waiting. But that time of waiting, we call it a waiting season.
Oh, yes.
A waiting period. That is what I can explain the waiting period, the waiting season, is when you are waiting for something that is seeming not to happen at the time you want it, but be surely that it will surely open.
Evangelist, I love what you're saying. I think for me, I love the fact that you're saying it's going to happen because sometimes, you know, you might think that, oh, maybe God is saying no.
Yes.
And like you're saying, it's a trying time, because it's a difficult time, and you like you said, you maybe put your CV out there, and now no one's coming back to you, and you are feeling like, am I still, you know, in God's plan? Is it still God's plan for me to get the job? So I love the fact that you're saying it's that trying time where you feel like, you know, everything is hard.
And it looks impossible to you.
Yes.
Because you are only human. But God is also giving us hope. We must have hope and know that God is still there to provide what we want. I've got a lot to tell you about this.
Wow, wow, wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you also for coming in. I see your messages continue to come in. And we've got Isaac also saying, Evangelist, he says, hi, Zanele. God bless you. I trust you well. Welcome back. And this is Isaac Fortune here, live streaming from Summer's Day, my side from Sterling, Colorado, USA. USA is in the building. Thank you so much. And says, God bless and blessed Women's Month to all the women. God bless. Remember, mother's prayer to God carries more weight than a preacher in the future. So let the women pray and God will change our circumstances. God bless you in all initiatives. Thank you so much, Isaac. Thank you that you know, he's in the USA and he's still, you know, streaming in and saying, ladies, I just want to say to you, continue to pray. Thank you so much for that message. We see your messages coming in. Please continue to come in with your messages. And we are talking about the waiting season. Perhaps you're in the waiting season. If you're in the waiting season, you are free to say hashtag waiting season. We're taking note of these, of those hashtag waiting season. We will be just praying and asking God to stand in agreement with us for a time that even though you're in the waiting season, you know, that God can actually remind you that I'm still God and I'm going to take you through. And that's what we want to see. We actually want to see you get over the waiting season to where you need to get to. So if you've just joined us, it's myself, Zanele Munare. I am not alone. I am with Evangelist Gloria Truter. We are talking about the waiting season.
The Harvest Table serves as a gathering place where friends, family, and community members come together to share and celebrate the abundance of the harvest. The table is set, and there is a place just for you.
Oh yes, we are on the Harvest Table. My name is Zanele Munare. I am not alone today. I'm here with Evangelist Gloria Truter, and we are talking about the waiting season. One thing that I've learned is that life is made of seasons, and there is something called a waiting season. So if you find yourself in a waiting season, remember, seasons change and seasons come and seasons go. So if you're in the waiting season right now, stay tuned. We're going to hear more about how to come out of the waiting season, what God has in store for you. We're going to go deep. We're going to dig deep about the waiting season. So please, I've got my guest. She's going to be speaking about the waiting season, but I am seeing your messages coming in, and I'm really thanking you for coming in with your messages. I absolutely love them. I did ask you hashtag waiting season if you're in the waiting season, because we want to stand in agreement with you for God to help you through your waiting season. And we've got Rosalina Martin also saying hashtag waiting season. And she says, praise God for this uplifting topic. My son and I need to hear this message. I'm so glad we tuned in. God bless. Thank you. Evangelist, there are people who are in the waiting season who are saying, this is just for me. God has located me to listen today. And I absolutely love that. And we've also got another message coming in to say, good day. I know it's Women's Month, but I can't help to hear the powerful message from the evangelist, and it's so true. And evangelist, what do you want to say to someone who says, I know it's Women's Month, but listen, I also need to hear something. The waiting season, is it only for women?
Zanele, to the person, it's not only for women.
Mm.
The men, the youth, and everybody.
Amen.
Is able to listen to this message.
Amen.
Because everybody has the waiting season.
Mm.
Let's put the women aside.
Amen.
Let's put humanity at
large. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You understand?
Love it.
Because everybody is going through these things. You understand?
Yes.
I don't know if you can allow me to do this.
You may go ahead.
Thank you, Zanele. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 8, but I'm not going to read it, I'm not going to read through, but I'm just going to elaborate a little bit,
yes,
on that.
Yes, please.
It speaks of the seasons.
Yes.
It talks of the waiting season.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time to be born, time to die.
Mm.
Time to plow and time to reap.
Wow.
There's time to rejoice and there's time to mourn.
Mm.
There's time for everything.
Mm.
So we must just know that there are times and seasons in everything in our lives. So we must be rest assured that there is nobody that is exempted from the what? The waiting season.
I love it, Evangelist, but I'm going to ask you to do one thing for us. I'm going to ask you to tell us the verse again and also to read it for us, because I'll tell you why. Maybe someone doesn't have a Bible in front of them and now they're thinking to themselves, oh my goodness, where can I find it? And what is the evangelist saying when they are talking about a waiting season? It's always important that we give them what the Word of God is actually saying about the waiting season. Because I can tell you, and like you're saying, no one is exempted. And I like that. If you can elaborate on that, that whether you're a child, maybe you're waiting for university. Mm. That's a waiting season.
Yes. You're waiting for NSFAS, for example.
Yes.
To pay so that you can continue with your academics. And they are not coming forth. But then when you know who you are, let me say so.
Wow.
Who you are in Christ, you can wait patiently and say, I know God will do this for me. It's painful when you are waiting as a child. You want to continue with your studies, but you are unable to do so. Because why? The money is, the funds are not there.
Mm.
The funds are not there. And then you're just waiting. You're just waiting for that to happen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to, because you asked me to read,
yes,
it,
please,
right through. Okay, this is the Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 8. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven, A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to harvest. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to tear down, a time to build up. These are the things that we are experiencing in our daily lives. Amen. A time to cry, a time to laugh. A time to grieve, a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather stones.
Wow.
A time to embrace, and a time to turn away. A time to search, and a time to quit searching. I love this one.
Mm.
Time to quit searching. A time to keep, and time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend.
Mm.
A time to quiet, to be quiet. A time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. Time for war, and time for peace.
Mm, mm,
all
mm.
right, I'm gonna stop there.
Yes,
that is time for
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
So we must expect these times, because every one of us under the earth, under the heavens, we are all not exempted. We have to experience this, but there is still hope. That's what I can say.
Mm. Oh, wow. I absolutely love it. If you've just joined us, it's myself, Zanele Munare. I'm not alone today. I am with Evangelist Gloria Truter. You are listening to The Harvest Table on CCFM 107.5. And we're talking about the waiting season. We're talking about what is the waiting season. And if you're finding yourself in a waiting season, maybe this time in your life you are saying, God, I've been waiting, and has God forgotten me? Today we're here to encourage you and to say to you, no, God has not forgotten you. We are here to say to you, you are just in a waiting season. But every season, like that scripture says, there's a season for everything. There's a time for everything. So it'll come, it'll go. But remember, God remains. So I absolutely love it, Evangelist, that there's always a season. There's always a time. And I'm looking at our time. I think what I'm going to do, because of the time, I'm going to go to a song, from the song straight to the news. And then after the news, then I want us to go deeper into, you know, we did say what a waiting season is, but now I want you to elaborate and take people to, you know, give us your testimony about a waiting season. And also, how do we, strategies to come out of a waiting season, and what do you do in the waiting season? Because there's something that must be done in the season as well. So that's what we're going to do. So straight to a song, and then from the song straight to the news. Oh yes, we just want to say thank you to the news team there. You are listening to Zanele Munare, and I'm not alone. I'm here with Evangelist Gloria Truter, and we are talking about the waiting season. You are listening to The Harvest Table on CCFM 107.5, and today the topic of the day is the waiting season. And I see people coming in, and I'm so grateful. Glenda also coming, saying, hello, Sis Zanele. I have been unemployed for more than 1 year. These are people, evangelists, who are in the waiting season. One person saying, I've been unemployed for 1 year. And also someone else who's also saying, hashtag waiting season. It was a message you just read. My name is Keen, and on the waiting list for 12 years. You just gave me more hope today. Thank you to the Lord for this period. And also Pumela also saying, hashtag waiting season. I'm so thankful for this show today. I've been feeling really low during the week, even today. Surely God answers prayers. Hence the topic of today on this show, and that is Pumela. We're so grateful to know that what we're talking about, evangelists, people are all ears, because people are saying, listen, I'm in the waiting season, and I've been in the waiting season, and I've asked God, what do I do in the waiting season? And today we just want to be those vessels, and I want you to speak into their lives. Please encourage us. I'm going to let you flow the waiting season. That's the topic of the day.
Amen, Sister Zanele. Thank you once Amen. Again. And the person will just say they've been waiting for long.
Mm.
Yes, like I said, it can be a long time to wait and frustrating, but be rest assured, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. He is taking care of every situation. He has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. There is hope at the end of the day. What I'm going to speak about now, what do we do in the waiting season? That is the question you asked, right, Sister
Amen.
Violet?
What do we do?
Yes, what do we do while we are waiting? And let me say this before I tell you what you do in the waiting season. I just want to read a big book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. Sometimes people wonder why are they in the waiting season, but the Lord knows why are they in the waiting season. So Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, but they who wait upon the Lord will get renewed strength, and they will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weak.
Amen.
This scripture is to give you courage, because you are discouraged. You feel like nothing is happening. But the Lord is telling you that when you wait upon Him, He gives you strength, He gives you courage, and you will surely rise. And when you rise, when He is the one that is the center, He is the center of what
Amen.
You are going through. He did not leave you nor forsake you. He is in the center. He is in the midst. Like I want to say, you remember Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yes.
They were put in the fire because they refused to bow. I'm going to tell you this. But there was a fourth man at the end of the day
Jesus.
In the fire. Who was the fourth man in the fire? It was Jesus Christ Himself. The Lord Himself was there to show them that I am in the midst of this waiting period. I am in the midst of this trouble you are going through, because these are troubles. You feel like you are in trouble when you are
yes.
waiting, because nothing is moving. There's no light. It's just dark all the way. Then you say, Lord, will I ever come out of this? Will there ever be a time that I will really succeed in this? Some people are waiting to get married. They're getting old. They never be married. And they say, Lord, how long am I going to wait? My siblings even are married. My peers are married, but I'm a man or I'm a woman. I have not found my partner. But the Lord say, hang in there. He is there. He will give you the right person at the right time. Like I said, there is a right time. There is a right season. So all these seasons are seasons that we have to wait upon the Lord. So when He says, wait upon the Lord, continue to wait in hope. Continue to wait in faith because He is surely there. The Bible speaks of faith. He said, you must have faith. And what is faith? Faith is something that you cannot see with your eyes.
Amen.
But is a substance of the things that you will surely see tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I'm just counting it like that so
yes.
that everyone can understand what I'm meaning.
Mm.
When you believe in God and you know that I am hoping for this, but it will surely happen. It's delayed. So don't be discouraged by the delay. It's a delay. It's not a denial. Continue to wait upon the Lord. Like I said, it is very painful to wait, but wait upon Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this waiting period is not an easy one. Sometimes in life we wait. Things are held up in the spirit.
Oh, yes.
Things are held up in the spirit. Sometimes it's because of our own sins that we commit. Then things don't happen according to our wishes, our will. But they are held up. It just needs us to correct ourselves. It needs us to repent and walk away from those sins. And then the door will open. Some of us... It's not because of sin.
Yes.
You know, sin is a lot of things.
Yes.
The anger, the disobedience, the gossip, all those things, immoralities. It's a lot I can count. But I don't want to go deep into that one just because of time. So those things are the ones that also can cause us to wait long, because God wants us to live righteously. God wants us to live a holy life so that He can take care of these. And there are also principles that need to be applied. And some of us, we know the principles, but we don't apply them. And some of us, they don't really know. You know, we are living in this life. There are things we do, but we don't know that they are not pleasing God. We do them because we just do, you know, because we don't know who we are.
Yes.
But when we know who we are, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So we start to put on that garment, that righteousness.
Oh, yes.
Garment of righteousness.
Oh, yes.
So when we start putting that, and now we can even see that God is opening up, things are starting to open. But some of us are being delayed through witchcraft manipulation, through the kingdom of darkness.
Mm.
And many people don't even believe that there is such a thing as witchcraft manipulation. Like myself, I never believed that it was there until I had to face it.
Sure.
When I got born again, I had to face the manipulation. I got born again today. The next day, the devil showed up.
Yeah.
And my child, my baby, almost died then.
Man.
But it's a story of another day, that one. So that's why I'm trying to say witchcraft can delay you, can deny you. Something that you could have done, like Moses, something that you could have done in a few days, you may not do it. It can take you years. You understand? So, like, you see, when we look at the people also who waited upon the Lord, who were in the waiting season.
Yes.
We've got people like in the Bible now. We got people like King David.
Oh, yes.
David waited to be a king.
Yes.
He waited.
Of course.
It didn't happen the time he thought it was, but he had to wait patiently. Abraham and Sarah, there was so much promise that God gave them.
Absolutely.
And they waited so many years for that manifestation of that promise to really come to pass to them. They even thought it was never going to happen. It was painful to Sarah as a woman. You know, a woman, when you get married, you know that the first thing you want is to hold your baby in your hand, and that makes you to feel that you are a woman. Even a man, when they get married, they know that, oh, I want a child.
Yes.
I want a heir so that I can know that I am a man. So every person in that state, they are in the waiting season because it's not happening. But it's not to say it's not going to happen. Wait patiently. I'm going to talk about how to wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
And God eventually gave them the child after that long time.
Sure.
Imagine how old was Sarah.
Yeah.
How old was she? But she was able to still conceive because it was God's purpose. And he knew why he delayed as well that child. Hallelujah. Mm. Then we have Hannah in the Bible as well. That Hannah also waited for a child. And she was even so much mocked. I remember when it's like I see her at the altar of God.
Yes.
Crying, pouring out.
My God.
Crying to God and say, God, when will this be? I'm being mocked by this. Everything is going wrong. Until she was just groaning, not talking anymore. And the priest ended up thinking that she was drunk from alcohol. Yet she was not drunk. So when somebody tells you are drunk and you know you are not drunk, are you not being mocked?
You are.
You are mocked and it's a pain.
Mm.
It's a big pain that you are feeling. The woman with the issue of blood, Sister Zanelli, 12 years is not 12 days.
Absolutely.
12 years is almost your lifetime.
It's almost a lifetime, 12 years. And there are people here, remember there was a message I read of someone who says, I've been waiting 12 years.
12 years.
So this is it's a reality.
It's a reality. Waiting for 12 years. And she was flowing for 12 years. Nothing, no doctors could help her. Nobody could help her. But God knew the right time that Jesus will come. But because of her faith, I'm speaking again about this faith again.
Amen.
Because of her faith, she said, I will be healed. If I can only touch the hem of Jesus Christ, I will be made whole. Did that not happen, Sister Zanelli?
It happened.
It happened because she applied faith and she believed that this Jesus walking here, I am really going to be healed. You understand?
Amen.
12 years.
Yes.
You are being mocked. You are stinking.
Oh, man.
Nobody wants to associate with you.
Yes.
You are an outcast in everything.
Yes.
But I want to tell the listeners, no matter who says what to you today, no matter how they mock you, they say you don't work, you are a gold digger sometimes because you don't have anything to show, and they call you a useless person, and whatever. They will call you names. But don't accept those names. Just believe that this is not who you are. You are not what they say you are. You are what God says you are.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
So this woman of God, that was the woman with the issue of blood, received so much insult. So we also expect those insults.
Yes.
We are expecting those insults, but we must not be moved by those insults. We must know that surely God will show up. There is a day of the Lord. There is a day of the Lord when the Lord will show up. Hallelujah. Then we've got Prophet Elijah.
Yes.
There was no rain.
Yeah.
How many years? 3 years or three and a half years.
Yeah.
But he was there. He waited for that rain. But surely the rain had to come at the end of it. So these are the few people. I've got a lot of them. But these are the few people that I can use as examples of the Bible. So now we are living this life we are in. We are living the reality of today, not the reality of them that have already passed. So we have our own reality today.
Oh, yes.
So we need to know what to do when we are in this waiting season. How can we come out of it?
Yes.
It's not just you sleep and you come out of it.
Wake up tomorrow, it's done.
There's a work that you must do. There is something that you must do. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. I love that, Deaconess, that there's something. Yes, it's a waiting season. You are waiting, like you are saying, but we have to do something. And maybe sometimes we miss it because we are waiting on the Lord. But what to do whilst you are waiting? Thank you. I love that. If you can speak into that.
Yes, God has his part.
Yes.
But we also have a part.
Amen.
We don't have to sit up.
Amen.
So we have something to do. When I say we have something to do, we have to go into prayer.
Oh, yes.
Because first of all, you don't know why you are in the waiting season. Like I said before, there is witchcraft manipulation. There is jealousy from people. There are people who speak curses upon your life. And things that you want to happen, they don't happen.
Hey,
because people have spoken with evil mouth, evil tongue has risen against your life. And things don't happen. They will see, yes, we will see what will become of her.
Jesus.
We will see what will become of him. But when you know who you are, no matter what they said, when you know what to do, nothing can stop you. The Lord will surely destroy those powers. The Lord will surely destroy those curses because he is God and him alone is able to do all things. He is able to do abundantly and exceedingly above all that we can imagine or we can say with our mouth, hallelujah. But the power of God is with us, all right? So when you pray, I said, you must pray.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to read one verse here. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6. The Bible says here, when you pray, go to your closet.
Oh, yes.
Shut the door and pray to your Father who sees what is done in the secret place. He will reward you. What you do in the secret, the Lord is seeing it.
Yes.
Remember, God is the one who created you. He knows every step of your life. He knows when you were conceived.
Yes.
He knew before then. He knew you. So as he knew you, he knows every step of your life.
My God.
He knows every process about your life. He knows in this season you will be this. In this season you will go through this. In that season you will go through that. He is aware. That's why he say, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you. Go through the waiting period.
Oh, yes.
Because that waiting period is going to help you. Some of us, we don't want to go through that
True.
Because we feel that it's not for me. Who must it be for?
My God. Yo.
Who must it, Evangelist. Who must go through that if I must not go through it? I must go through it because it's going to build me.
Amen.
Remember, I said in the beginning, when this comes, it comes to do what? To renew your strength.
Amen.
It comes actually to build you up. It builds your faith as well.
Yes.
Because when you don't, when everything is going smooth on your side, will you still go to God and praise God and worship Him and pray to Him?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. Because some people, if more especially if you don't know God, but when you start knowing God, it doesn't matter what you go through.
Oh, yes.
You will still be there serving Him through your pain, through your waiting season. You will still be there. So there are these things that you need to do, like I said.
Yes.
You need to pray.
Yes.
Pray in your closet. There are prayers you can do with everybody, but those are there is that time to be intimate with your Father. To, you know, when you intimate with your Father, it's just you and Him. Nobody else is there to distract you. You're just talking to your Father who is there in just you and Him, in Jesus' name. So then there is the time that when you go through this same period of waiting season, you must be grateful.
Oh, wow.
You must be thankful.
Oh, wow.
Give thanks to the Lord. For what? For the breath of life. For the air that you breathe, because you must just know that you are still alive, so you can still have what you are looking for. These things can still be given to you, like the Bible say, "Seek first the kingdom of God."
Amen.
And all these things that you are looking for shall be added unto you. So be grateful for every little thing, and when you are thankful to God, it's the time that. You get a chance to contact, to be content, to be content with everything in your life. Sometimes you are so used to have your fridges full, to have everything full in your house. Nothing is, you lacking nothing. So, but now when you start being in that kind, in that period, you're not working now. You are unable to supply the needs of your house like you used to. But now you are in this period that you must eat pap and milk.
Oh, wow.
You know, pap and milk. Then you think to yourself, I don't have food. Isn't that food at the end of the day?
Amen, it's food.
It's food. Bread and coffee or tea, even if it's black, it's still food. God is still providing for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is the waiting season. You need to be thankful. So God wants you to find peace and joy in that season. When you feel that these things are not working, but just contact God, man. And say, Lord, here am I.
Yes.
Lord, you are looking down on me. Oh, Lord, I am thankful.
Yes.
I am grateful.
Oh, yes.
Then the Lord will give you that peace and joy. I'm talking about myself.
Amen. Amen.
I've lived a life of luxury.
Yes.
I've lived a life of everything.
Oh, yes.
But I came to a point that I had nothing to eat.
Wow.
I had no food.
Wow.
I couldn't do anything. I was even homeless for that matter.
Wow.
And lost everything. But I became content with the sleeping outside in
wow.
the car.
Wow.
I said, Lord, this is not who I am. But I was still grateful, Sister Zanelli.
Amen.
I was still thanking God.
Wow.
Because I still said, God, you are God. You will change this situation.
Amen.
It will not be like this forever.
Oh,
there
yes.
will be a turnaround.
Oh, yes.
So that is part of hope.
Amen.
There's hope there. That I found peace in that. I was joyful in that.
Oh, yes.
And I was always looking good in that. Rejoicing, serving God, praising God like nothing is happening. So all the listeners that are there, praise God
Amen.
In this waiting season.
Oh, yes.
Worship God in your waiting season, because the Lord knows when He is going to turn into your situation, and you will attend to it, and you will forget that it ever happened, but rejoice in the Lord.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I want to go to a song and just take a break. But before we go into the song, I just want to, there's a listener who's just wrote in, and she says, hi, Zanele and guest. What an awesome program. I'm blessed by it. I just want to encourage those who have been praying for a husband. I have been trusting for God for years, and I told myself, when I turn 50, I must make peace that I'm not going to get married. And I just want to share that I got married at 52.
Amen.
For the first time. Hey, yeah. This God. And then she says, and I'm now 58, and God has blessed me with an amazing husband, a man after God's own heart. So women of God, hang in there, and personal time in prayer, and God an answer. So this testimony is just really, really supporting everything you've said, Evangelist, that... in that waiting season, sometimes it looks like it's never going to happen. This woman said, at 50, I was like, I'm going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I want us to hold that thought. We're going to go straight to a song and then we are back. But please, if you're tuning in, if you are listening to myself and Evangelist Gloria, the number to send a message through, encourage other people as well, 061-798-1075. Beautiful song speaks directly to what we're talking about today. Victor Thompson, Dependable God is the name of the song. And absolutely, what a dependable God. We can surely depend on him. And thank you for the messages that are coming in. We've got a message saying, shout out to our beloved Evangelist Gloria, a living testimony of a victorious warrior during a waiting season. Much love, Evangelist. And that is from Deaconess Nondi from God's Army Tabernacle. And yes, absolutely love you. Thank you so much for your messages. Keep them coming in. We are absolutely loving them. And also, you know, all everything that's coming in, let me have a look and see so many messages coming in. I won't be able to read all of them right now, but definitely rest assured I will read your messages. And Michelle also saying, I'm in a waiting season for a job. It's not easy. And thank you so much for this beautiful show. So yes, and also Sizeka Kanangwe also saying, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for the word. So those are the messages, Evangelist. People are really coming in. Mavis also saying, good afternoon, Zanele. I'm thoroughly enjoying the table that is prepared for me. Absolutely. So people are loving what we're talking about, and we are speaking into people's lives, and I know that this is your heart's passion. So I'm going to give over to you to continue to strengthen people during a waiting season.
Thank you once again, Sister Zanele. I want you to also be patient during that time, because sometimes we rush into things. We rush into, let's say, into prosperity. We rush into many things, into marriage, and we did not pray about it.
Mm.
And we find ourselves in wrong marriages.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm one of those who found myself in a wrong marriage, because when I got married, I was not born again yet.
Yes.
I was still a Muslim then.
Yes.
So I got married in a wrong way.
And yes.
It didn't end up well.
Mm.
So I encourage people to be patient with everything. Don't look at your age.
Mm.
Don't look at what you have not achieved at your age. Just be patient. But like I said, be patient in what? In prayer.
Amen.
And waiting on the Lord. In Jesus' name. So the breakthroughs will surely come.
Mm.
The breakthroughs will surely come. And for example, you see how Abraham waited for the child. But didn't that child come? I'm going to read the book of Hebrew, because he waited patiently. He waited patiently.
Wow.
So in the book of Hebrew chapter 6 verse 15, and so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised to him by God. He received a son after waiting patiently. So patience is what we need right now. We must wait in hope, and we must refuse to give up. Because things are not happening at the time we want, we must not give up. We must pursue our dreams. We must pursue our destiny, because each and every one of us has a destiny. But we need to wait patiently to fulfill those destinies. All right. So this is what I want to say about waiting, what to do when you are waiting. Waiting upon the Lord is trusting God.
Wow.
In truth and in spirit, and serve God at that same time in truth and spirit. Sometimes we serve God because we just do eye service.
Mm.
We want people to see that we are serving God.
Jesus.
But are we really serving God from the deeper part of our hearts?
Mm.
God wants us to serve him in truth and in spirit. So we need to apply those things when we are in the waiting season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, like I said also, we live by faith.
Amen.
We don't live by sight. What we see is not what we live by. We live by faith. I already said we need to apply faith in everything we say, just as it is written in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we live by faith, not by sight. This means we must have faith and believe in this waiting season and believe in God. But sometimes we want to believe in what we hear.
Yes.
But we must believe in something that we don't see. Something that we just hear about. But we allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and guide us. And also we need this Holy Spirit to comfort us at this particular time of waiting season. All right.
Oh,
so
wow.
You will not be put to shame in this season. Refuse the shame.
Amen.
Because this is what the devil wants. This is what the enemy wants. And our common enemy is the devil.
Yes.
Is not a human being. Our common enemy is the devil. But it will use the people to come into our lives so that we can blame them. We can accuse them. But now I want to say again, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
And to destroy.
So we don't have to hold on unto that.
Mm.
But we must just know that there is a God who will not put us to shame.
Mm.
No matter what is happening around us, no matter what we are going through, there is a God that will surely take us out of that pit. Because you feel like you are in the pit, man.
Yes.
You feel like you are in that dark pit. You are in the grave. You can't breathe because you are suffocating from this waiting period.
Mm.
It's just painful. But I want to give you hope today that you will not be put to shame.
Amen.
According to the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 11, anyone who believes in him will not be put to shame.
Mm.
It is scriptural.
Yes.
You will not be put to shame.
Amen.
No matter what your enemy says, the Lord is the one who concludes your life and he is the one who decides what to do about your life. The enemy can say, this will happen.
Mm.
And the Lord say, not in my watch.
Wow. Amen.
I am watching this one. This is my soul. This is the one I have made with my own hands.
Mm.
This one I've made in my image. So she will wait or he will wait. No matter what you say, devil, no matter what you think about her, I will take her out.
Mm.
And you, Satan, you are the one who will be put to shame. Not my daughter, not my son.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now I also want to tell us about the benefits.
The benefits. Before we go to the benefits, Evangelist, I do want to go to this message because this message is in line exactly with what you've just said now.
All right.
There's a listener who says, I wrote once the very words my sister is speaking about. As it is in my car, which I use to teach learners because it's got a driving school.
Mm-hmm.
In my car that I use to teach learners. And at night, I need to sleep in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I choose to serve God.
Wow.
For he is a great and so worthy to be praised.
Wow.
And he says, I'm always listening to the song King of Glory sung by Sister Sissy Winans. Says, I looked at David earlier this evening when God looked at his heart and not at his outward appearance. Scripture says that he was not in line up to be king, but God.
But God.
Oh, wow. I love this message.
But God.
Amen.
Sister Zanelli.
Mm.
But God.
Mm.
There is nothing that can shake us when we have God.
Amen.
When we hold on unto Him and hold on unto His promises. You know, Sister Zanele, there are prophecies that come sometimes.
Yes.
And you think because the prophecy has been said today, and you expect it overnight when you wake up, the promise is taking place. It is not so. There is a waiting time. The promise is there, but God knows that right time. I'm going to talk about these benefits now.
Yes.
There are benefits in the waiting season.
Amen.
People that never be in the waiting season, I only say it's nice to be in the waiting season at a young age than at the old age.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
Like myself, I'm in the old age now. And God bless me at a young age.
Yes.
So it's nice to have this at the young age, so that when you are going through this, you still have time to connect with God and seek Him and do all those things.
Amen.
When you are still growing. Because when you come out of that, you will not be shaken again.
Amen.
And you will not go back and say, no, I can't serve God now, because there's still a world out there that is waiting for me.
Oh, yes.
No. So I said there are benefits for the waiting season. That time of the waiting season, you know, you are crying. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. Wherever you go, the doors are closed. When you go to your neighbor, the doors are closed. When you go to your friends run away from you. You are on your own.
Yes.
And the people that you think they are there to help you, they are not there. Who do you turn to? You turn to God. And this waiting season brings you closer to God. That is what it does. And also, when you are, like the first scripture we read.
Yes.
When you are in the season, when you are in this season, the benefit that you get now, you receive new strength. Because you have been weak, you've been going through a lot.
Yes.
But when you are after this season, and after applying these things I spoke about, and the Lord say, okay, I am drawing you closer, and I will give you more strength.
Yes.
And the path will become more clear for you, and I will teach you endurance. This is what God will do. You will start knowing what endurance is. Because now you have no other way but to endure the pain. You have no other way but to endure the waiting season. You have to wait. You have to endure that. Then God also help you to have a good character. Because we also lack character. And that character can also make us to miss a lot of things in life. So character is also one of the keys, and is also one of the benefit that we gain through this waiting season. And God fulfills His promise. He will fulfill. These are the benefits. He fulfill His promise. What He said He will do, He will surely do. He also fight your battles.
Oh yes.
Because there are battles you think you can fight on your own.
Wow.
But you cannot fight these battles on your own. You need God to fight them for you. He will fight your battles, say the word of God. God is there to fight your battles, because the battles you are fighting are not flesh and blood, but these battles you fight are principalities and powers where in high places. So you cannot, because there are spiritual battles that you cannot do. But when you don't know what you're really fighting, you will not really know what to fight. So that's why we give our battles to Him. He say, give all your burdens unto me, I'll take care of them. So we need to let God take over, and we'll take over that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to tell you now.
Yes.
About how myself I've been in the waiting season.
Oh, yes.
And how I came out of the waiting season. So I've been in the waiting season, you know, the time of COVID. There were bills I could not pay. And those bills happened to be attached to my house. And one day, I just saw the sheriff of the court knocking by my door. And I was like, what is it now? I don't owe anyone any money. But then the sheriff came and gave me a form. that I must fill in, that I owe so much money, and now my house is attached. So I said, Lord, how can my house be attached again? And it was quite some money that I didn't even have, because during COVID, nobody had money. We yes. had no money. So I couldn't pay this particular bill, and my house was attached. So I said, okay, let me see how I can contact the lawyers that are dealing with this issue. So when I contacted these lawyers, they said, we're giving you 7 days to come out with the money, or we are auctioning your house.
Sure.
I said, Lord, I refuse my house to be auctioned. After I've lost 7 properties on my name, I refuse to lose again and be homeless again. I refuse that.
Yes.
So when, then wow. I was like, I was stressed. I didn't even tell my children what I'm going through.
Mm.
I went through it within myself.
Oh, wow.
And it was just me and God.
Mm.
You are given 7 days.
Sure.
You are not working.
Sure.
You have no cent in your account. You got zero.
Jesus.
And I said, Lord, how am I going to deal with this?
Mm.
This is kind of a waiting season I was in. So I said, Lord, I've got friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let me contact my friends. My friends have got monies. They are big people. They
mm.
got money.
Mm.
And this money I need, one of them can just give it to
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
But I contacted all my friends with all the monies that I know they can help.
Yes.
But God shut those doors. My friends could not help me with that money. Then I managed by some reason to get, they said, pay a certain amount of money. Then we can help you, maybe to give you the arrangements to pay off this money. Then I said to them, it's okay. Now looking for this money now they want, where am I going to find it? I cried, Zanele, I cried
sure.
in my house, in my closet. My children don't know it. And I started contacting people.
My God.
And nobody could help me. But God is God. He steps up at the last moment.
Mm.
I call these miracles
yes.
last minute miracles.
My God.
My house was going to be auctioned tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Today, I still don't have the money. Tomorrow morning, my house is going to be auctioned. It's set. The time of everything is set. 10 o'clock, the auction is taking place. But this God that I serve,
hey.
I did not stop serving him. The God that I serve provided the money just that day in the afternoon. And I quickly went to deposit the money. And that is how that auction was canceled.
Sure.
I was waiting in that time, crying in my room, in my closet, talking to my God. And God said, Gloria, do not cry. I will
wow.
wipe away your tears. It doesn't matter mm. how long you have waited. You waited for me to provide this money from this date to this date.
Mm.
And you had no way. You did not know where to go to get this money. Everybody, everywhere you knock, you don't get the money. You know what? I did not blame the people. I said, God knows what he's doing. You
Amen.
Know, I was in
Amen.
A verge of giving up before I got that money that day. I was like, God, let your will be done.
Amen.
If you want me to lose my house, let it
wow.
be. Let it be. Because now I lost every
mm.
intention of knowing who to contact anymore.
Mm.
But I said, God is a jealous God.
Sure.
Because if somebody could have helped me, maybe
Amen.
They were going to speak and say, you see, I saved her house. She
sure.
was that because tomorrow she can start or he can start mocking me about that help. But God said, I will not give my glory to anybody. Mm. My glory I share with no one. It is
wow.
my glory. That is where my waiting season was. I was in prayer. I was in church. I was doing my pastoral work and everything.
Wow.
Like nothing, encouraging everybody.
Mm.
But God said, Gloria, your name is Gloria.
Oh,
I
man.
Am showing up. So whosoever is listening to this message today, do not be discouraged. Pick up that sword of faith and say, I know my Redeemer lives.
Mm.
I know he is with me. I know he will not leave me nor forsake me. He will step up at the last moment. moment. He will step up and he will show up and will provide and he will do everything that I've been looking for.
Amen.
Everything you are looking for, child of God, is in the hand of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just want everybody to believe in God. Believe that he is there.
Oh, yes.
Believe. He say, put your trust in me. He say, look up unto the hills where cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord, a child of God.
Oh, yes.
I don't want you to lose hope. I want you to pick up wherever you have dropped your hope. Pick up and say, I know my Redeemer lives. Jesus Christ died for you on that cross. He did not die for you to die. He died for you so that you may live and live life in abundance. Whatsoever the waiting period you are in, he is able to take you out of that waiting period. I decree and I declare now over your life.
Oh, yes.
Your life is not finished. As long as you are alive, your life is not finished. You're looking for that job. The Lord will provide that job for you. Set your CV everywhere with the right job. The Lord will locate the right place for you today. I decree and I declare that the Lord locate the right job for you, the job that you will feel satisfied with. You are waiting for a husband. Pray and the Lord will give you that husband, the husband that will love you, the husband like the sister that just said, the Lord in the waiting period, he waited for 50 years, but the Lord has given her, granted her peace, love and joy and happiness. I'm telling you, people, hold on unto the Lord. Do not look for help anywhere else.
Amen.
Look for help. Go on your knees and say, Lord, here am I. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need more of you in my life. Touch every situation, Lord. Break every curse, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go on your knees,
Lord,
and say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. And ask God to forgive you any kind of sin. Ask for mercy because your God is a merciful Father. He will take away every sin, but he wants you to repent.
Yes.
He wants you to repent. So just go back to God. I always tell people, I may be an evangelist. I'm preaching everywhere. I'm encouraging people everywhere.
Yes.
But I personally, I repent every day.
Amen.
Because I don't know who do I offend along the way. So offenses can cause us to be in the waiting season because the person you have hurt does not come to you and tell you, my sister, my brother, you have hurt me in this way, but they will be speaking behind your back and speaking words that will destroy your life. But it is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. Just continue to trust the Lord in Jesus' name. Trust the Lord. He is the only one who can sustain you. He is called Jehovah Jireh.
Oh, yes.
The Jehovah that supplies your needs. He is called Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals you.
Amen.
You might be waiting for your healing and you are sitting there. You don't know which way to go.
Yes.
You have visited all doctors, all kinds of doctors. You have not received any kind of healing. But today I want to tell you that Jehovah, Jesus Christ is the healer.
Amen.
He took your sickness to the cross. And that sickness was nailed on the cross for your sake. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. I am so excited and I'm so grateful, Evangelist. It's been an honor. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the Harvest Table and just really just sitting with us on this table and giving us words of encouragement, life-giving words. And really, God has done something today in people's lives. And I just want to go to the messages because we want to interact with what God is doing out there. And we've got a message coming in here. Someone says, good afternoon, Zanele and Evangelist. I'm laughing because this message is for me. As a woman in waiting, I'm turning 50. And I've been in waiting for 9 years. And I was on the verge of giving up. But God is speaking through you for me. And I give God all the glory. And she says, I'm turning 50 in this month. And we want to say happy birthday. happy birthday in advance. You're turning 50. It's golden years. It's beautiful years. And God has kept you. And we also want to agree with you that in your 50th birthday, may God bring your Boaz. We pray that God will bring you your Boaz. Absolutely. So we love it. And also the other message you says, Lord, bless the sharer of the impartation. So people are blessing you and we absolutely love it. Blessings are coming in and we love that everyone is coming in. And evangelists, I'm looking at our time. Our time is gone. But this one person is quick saying, good evening. Sometimes we get worried that things are not going on the way we wanted to. So it says, look at the lady said, just wait upon the Lord. And the person says that I would love to know, why do I get up at specific times at night, but then I pray, and then after I fall asleep, after I've prayed, I fall asleep like a baby. And I just believe, I heard you saying about God fights your battles. There are battles that are fought that we don't know. Maybe if you can quickly just respond to that.
Amen, Sister Zanele.
Amen.
To respond to that message, you know, those are spiritual battles.
Amen.
You fight them, you don't see them. They are unseen. But they are there. They are there in your room, making you not to sleep, giving you sleepless night, no peace, no joy, no happiness. And once you pray, remember, when you pray now, you're sanctifying your house. You're sanctifying your bed. Your room is sanctified. After speaking to the Lord sends His Holy Spirit. He sends His angels to take care and keep you in, because He fights your battles.
Amen, amen. Absolutely love it, guys. It's been an amazing day. It's been an amazing show. And I hope you also, if you're in your waiting season, just remember everything that Evangelist shared with us today, that in the waiting season, God is in there with you. He is actually the fourth man in the fire. And we really just want to thank you for coming and joining us today. Can't read all of your messages. So sorry because of the time. But as myself and Evangelist say goodbye, next week someone else will be doing the Harvest Table. But please don't go anywhere, because the Harvest Table, we are just women and we are just talking to you. Whether you're youth, whether you're in primary school, high school, you're working, the Harvest Table is here for you. From me, Zanele Munare, and from Evangelist, all I want to say is ndinithanda kakhulu. Till next time, here's a beautiful song, In the Waiting.